His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Region 1 Board of Education has been accused in the past by some members of the public for not being open or transparent. Well, a communications committee was formed more than a year ago seeking ways to improve the board's image without much success. And the discussion has continued. Yesterday at a meeting, Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel cited quarterly newsletters that outline the school's activities and programs. She's also written articles for a local newspaper and noted the district's social media presence on Facebook and Twitter. Falls Village Representative Pat McCare, former first selectman, spoke strongly about the need for the board to be more receptive to the public, quoting, "We need to be interested in what people have to say. It's a goodwill gesture. It's smarter to engage during a meeting," end quote. Another quote from Pat McCare, quote, "There's no purpose for us to be standoffish. I really think they want us to listen. It's pretty simple," end quote. The New York State Police in the Livingston Barracks arrested Jeremiah J. Simpson, age 39, and Thomas R. Puff, age 47, of Copake, New York, for two counts of criminal possession of stolen property, third degree, a Class D felony. Livingston troopers responded to an address at the town of Copake for a possible sighting of both a stolen Bobcat excavator and a CAM Superline trailer with a total value of about $36,000. The heavy equipment had been reported stolen from the town of Broome in Schoharie County to the state police from the Princetown Barracks Troop G. Further investigation confirmed the heavy equipment was in fact stolen and had been hidden on the rural property in Copake. Both men were arraigned before town of Copake court, scheduled to reappear in court at 4 p.m. on August 31st. Puff was remanded to Columbia County Jail in lieu of $10,000 cash bail or $20,000 bond. Simpson remanded to Columbia County Jail in lieu of $20,000 cash bail or $40,000 bond. The investigation remains ongoing, and anybody with information asked to contact State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation at State Police Livingston at 518-851-2893. In a story from yesterday's Republican American, another school year in Region 1 has started. The first day of classes was set for Monday. Teachers gathered at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, though, August 22nd, to meet those who are joining faculties of the district's seven schools and salute those who have given years of service. Now, they broke from tradition when principals and colleagues would give tributes, often filled with humor, to those who are making a milestone year in the district. This time, just the names of the honorees were read. They came up at the end of the program to receive their gifts. Those commemorated were Tracy Dowd of Salisbury Central School, 25 years, Gail Allen, Sharon Center School, 25 years, Colleen Indorf, Sharon Center School, 25 years, Valerie Vega, Kent Center School, 25 years, Lindsay Colligan, Housatonic, 25 years, and Nancy Ackerman, Kent Center School, 40 years. Author and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Gregory Partlow will discuss his new book, Air Traffic, A Memoir of Ambition and Manhood in America, at 7 p.m. at the Daniel Arts Center at Bard College at Simon's Rock. It's free, and it's open to the public. Well, with Labor Day weekend coming up today, it's the day of the Vintage Car Parade, which leaves Lime Rock and goes through Lakeville and Salisbury, heads back down, and then winds up for a big event in Falls Village in the afternoon. And that big event in Falls Village is free and open to the public to come see all the cars that are in that antique sports car parade. It's the final of the Sunset Music Series going on at the Canaan VFW. Live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. Two guys in suits and ties will be performing. The Town of Ankrum Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a public hearing at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Under consideration is an area variance to build an equipment storage shed and of James Adam, located on parcel ID 197 at the Four Corners Road in the town of Ankrumdale. International Overdose Awareness Day, which aims to raise awareness of overdose and reduce the stigma of drug-related death, is being recognized August 31st. And the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health encourages residents to attend a pair of events that will educate the community about the dangers of addictions. These events exemplify the county's breakthrough initiative, which works to break the stigma surrounding substance abuse and mental health issues while offering numerous resources to help those affected. The second annual Labor Day weekend art sale will begin with an opening reception on Friday from 5 to 8 at the Cornwall Library on Pine Street. Sales will continue Saturday, September 2nd from 10 until 4 p.m. The 106th Goshen Fair which features professional truck pulls, Monster Truck, Soul Sound Review, Apricot Brandy, Dan's Roadhouse Country Band, James Montgomery Blues Band, and fireworks and more, runs Saturday and Sunday from 8 until 9 and Monday from 8 until 6, goshenfair.org. Coming up on September 1st is a blood drive at Lone Oak Campsite, an emergency blood shortage prompting American Red Cross to issue an urgent call for eligible donors of all blood types, especially type O. Type O positive is the most common blood type and can be transfused to Rh positive patients of any blood type. This will happen on Saturday, September 1st from 9 a.m. to 2:45 at Lone Oak Campsites in Canaan. There'll be a tag sale with half price on everything at the Sharon Methodist Church on September 1st. That runs from 9 until 4. A church house tour with Paige Dickey comes up in Falls Village at 9:30 in the morning on September 1st. You can tour the author's garden and surrounding 17 acres with the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Just contact Berkshire Botanical Garden for more information. Art Studio Views happening September 1st and September 2nd in Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hyde Park, New York, Tivoli, and Germantown, New York from 11 until 5 with 30 artists opening their studios for free with self-guided visits. In Kent, they're having the inaugural Kent Carnival sponsored by the Kent Memorial Library on the 1st. It'll take place from noon till 3 p.m. at Golden Falcon Field, 20 North Main Street. It'll include music, touch a truck, obstacle courses, bounce house, mural art project, balloon animals, games, and nonprofit organizations. More information at 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, September 1st from 7 until 10. The Lied To's, liedtomusic.com for more information. Now it's being held at the Annex in Millerton, New York for this show. Donations at the door keep the music playing. Celebrate Old Yankee Street Rod's 50th Anniversary Car Show on Sunday, the 2nd. See street rods, muscle cars, classic rate cars, customs, antiques, trucks, and more. Food vendors on hand, live music by the Greyhounds. Enter your vehicle for a $10 donation. Special awards will be given away. It happens from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. September 2nd at the Great Barrington VFW on Route 7. The rain date is Monday, September 3rd. Of course, lots going on at Lime Rock this Labor Day weekend, with over 1,000 cars expected for the Vintage Weekend, which runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. LimeRock.com for more information. There is a bluegrass jamboree in Kent, Connecticut. Fiddle, banjo, and bluegrass band taking the stage. That happens on the 2nd at 1 p.m. Now, a reminder, work is going to begin on the covered bridge in West Cornwall, and that work will begin on September the 4th, which is Tuesday, and the bridge will be closed for just about a month, according to the Connecticut Department of Transportation. And also a reminder, the Dutchess County Department of Public Works is beginning work on the Amenia Pine Plains Road, County Route 83 in the town of Pine Plains, to begin on or about September 4th. The bridge is located near the intersection of Wright's Corner Road and will be replaced due to structural deficiencies that have led to weight and width restrictions. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 60.55 to 26,124.57 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8109.69 and the S&P 500 at 2914.04. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.